It's number one rock station. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. 706 comedian Joey Cola just came in.
Good morning, Long Island, and Merry Christmas.
He brings us cantaloupe honeydew and watermelon and pineapple salads and then a pumpkin pie.
We're eating a pumpkin pie.
And then he says, have you seen this?
That's right.
With the food,
it's
he's
the
got
greatest
a catalog
thing,
for Harbor
it's
Freight.
It's called Harbor Freight, and I don't own stock in them or nothing.
You're right.
But it's the greatest store. I spend afternoons there just walking around. Every size wrench, every
What is
tool.
It? I've seen the sign. I don't know what it is.
It used to be just a catalog company, right? And then I decided to open up box stores, and there's one in like Hempstead, but I go to the one in Massapequa, and they got everything. Generators. I bought a log splitter, 5-ton. Oh, my God. I put everything in there.
What do you
I'm
need
crushing
a log?
Everything.
What do you need a log splitter for, Joe?
I got a fireplace.
Okay. Are you chopping down trees?
No.
So then what do you need a log splitter for?
I did chop one tree down. It was in my front yard, a magnolia tree. But I just, they got to be like 10, 12 inches
wide. You chopped down that beautiful tree in the front yard?
It died. What are you going to do? There's all kinds of bugs in it, centipedes and all kinds of stuff crawling out of the box.
Honestly,
Me and my neighbor.
Did you chop it down? Well, so
I got
you
a neighbor that's like he's like a Bear Grylls type of guy. So he comes over and he helped me. We chopped it and we put it in the log splitter. Was the greatest thing, man. For some reason, wood don't burn unless you split it. Everything's got to be split. You know what I mean? So I go out there. I got this little thing. You hammer into the, you know, you hammer into the thing. Yeah. A spike. You know, put it in, and it splits it that way. No good. So I figured for $250, I had a coupon. I went in there and I got this log splitter, and I'm splitting everything, man. You plug it in, it blows out my whole system. I'm blowing circuits left and right in my house, but I'm splitting stuff left and right. I'm splitting furniture. I'm splitting all kinds of. I got old furniture. I'm trying to split everything.
So you can put anything in there you want to crush or break in half.
I'm working on getting my brother-in-law in there. I'm going to split him in half.
You never have
it's
liked
the greatest
it.
Thing in the world. And then I sharpen. On one end, there's like a, you know, it looks like the hull of a boat, the point.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually sharpen that with my Dremel. So now I can, now it really
with
splits
your what?
Everything. I have a Dremel. I have a little Dremel thing that they have.
A Dremel.
Yeah, I have a. You can grind stuff with your Dremel. It's the greatest. You got to go to this Harbor Freight store.
No, what you
we
need
should
to
spend
do...
an afternoon.
No,
we'll go to White Castle's right there. We'll go to White Castle. And Harbor Freight.
Joey, you need to get back to work.
Yeah, you have too much spare time.
What do you mean back to work?
You need to get back to work.
I did. I finished
Rachel
up
Ray's
with Rachel
been
Ray.
Done for a week or two.
Yeah,
you need to get
but
back
then
to work.
I had to go to the Chew. I did force. The guy who was at the Chew wasn't there. He's getting married, so I did the Chew.
Oh, you and filled now, in on the Chew?
Yeah, I did like what 8 or 10 Christmas parties, and that's it. Now I'm done. I'm taking off. Taking New Year's Eve off this year. No. I'm splitting everything. I'm splitting all kinds. Anybody needs wood split, come to my house. I'm a splitter. I'm on a splitter. Let's cut up this pumpkin pie.
All right, I guess we're having pumpkin pie and fruit this morning.
I miss you.
And talking log splitters with Joey Cola.
I bought him a bunch of fruit. Look at all the cantaloupe.
Yeah, look at the cantaloupe.
You're eating more cantaloupe than Cindy Crawford right there. Look at you.
Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, she eats the cantaloupe to make her skin clear.
Is that what she does?
That's what she says, but I think it's all genetics.
This is what you learn when you're like the comedian guy on the Rachel Ray Show.
Yeah, all you got to do is flip through the channels and you see it. She says there's a guy in France that makes her eat cantaloupe.
Why? Your wife is going to kill you.
Why?
You need to get out of the house. You need to not be around.
Not
I can already see. I got you. You're a dead man walking.
I got stuff to talk about.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
More with Joey Cola coming up, 7:10. Here's Ted with the roads.
Sunrise Highway westbound between William Floyd Parkway exit 58 and Horse Block Road exit 57. Everything closed there. Serious accident from earlier this morning. Also,
more at Mule.net.
7:14, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Comedian Joey Cola hanging with us. We're eating pumpkin pie and fruit and talking log splitters. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 7:22, very foggy this morning. A lot of rain around today, high of 60.
Fog sticking in pea soup.
That's what Ted
says
every day.
You mean peanut butter. You eat what you want, and I'll eat what I want.
What the hell are you talking about?
See that? Just for him to say
that.
Was that
Popeye?
He is so not connected.
What do you mean? What is it?
Who is that? Yukon Cornelius.
Oh, yeah. No.
In person. I'm telling you. It's the greatest.
He's Joey Cola, and happy to have you here as we
great to be here with you guys.
I have never watched a man look at a pie as lovingly.
Oh,
as,
my
did
God.
Did your wife make it?
No, this is Stop and Shop. This loaded with nutmeg, right?
Yeah, it's a lot
yeah,
of strong
stuff. All kinds of stuff in there. That's the first pie of the day, dude.
The first pie of the day?
Yeah.
Of many pies to come?
I'm sharing it with you. There'll probably be a few more pies later on.
Does your wife get all bakey?
She gets all bakey. You know, she makes the strufla, little honey balls.
Oh, my God.
I just saw those yesterday in the grocery store.
Every time I think of
it,
I
say it. Strufla?
Strufla. The honey, strufla. She makes them handmade. Boom. Yeah. Sticks them with the honey and the anisette and all that in there. And I eat like tons of them. Every time I think of them, I think of my vasectomy. Yeah.
Why? Why? Your vasectomy?
Because when I got my vasectomy years ago, it was just before Christmas. And you know what happened?
What?
I go in there, I get cut. You know, it's not that bad a thing. Everybody, you guys look
at it.
You had it done, right? Mm-hmm. You get a purple baseball down there for 3 days. And then that's it. Sometimes it's a purple softball. But you got to put the frozen peas on and everything. So there I am. I come back from the vasectomy. I'm still groggy from the anesthesia.
Mm-hmm.
And she lays me into the bed and she goes, all right, you go to sleep. I'm going to the store. We'll sleep it off, right? So I got peas on my nuts, and I'm sitting there, and I'm hungry, but I'm groggy. So I go in the kitchen. I find a huge, huge bowl of these things, of these honey balls.
Strufli.
And I get a wooden spoon, and I'm whacked out of my head, and I get the whole big bucket of these things, and I take them into bed with me, and I'm eating them with a wooden spoon. She comes home. The covers are all down. There's frozen peas all over the bed. There's strufla and honey all over me, and there's honey balls everywhere. My balls, the honey balls, peas, frozen peas, everything.
Nice.
A big round mess.
Dude, Roger's heard this story. When I got my vasectomy, I was using the frozen peas and frozen bags or whatever we had.
Yeah.
And you know how you had to wear a jock strap.
Right.
Right? So I had the white jock strap on and I just grab whatever it is and I go to the bathroom and I look down and it's all red.
Oh, all red.
I start flipping out.
Right.
Like I'm bleeding, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And my wife looks at me and is like, hey, moron, you had frozen cranberries on your balls. but when I tell you flipping out, like, and there was no love in that room whatsoever. Those
cranberries are dark red, too. That's blood red.
Hey, exactly, jerk off, you had frozen cranberries on there.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
She did everything but follow that up with throwing the cranberries at my head.
There was no shock of your balls might be bleeding or anything like that?
I was losing my mind. I thought for sure.
Yeah.
That's what it was. She didn't realize. It was like she didn't even stutter step.
Well, that's the same thing when you eat beets. And you forget you eat beets and you get up and you happen to look back and you're like, oh my God, here it comes.
That's happened to me.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And I love beets.
Because I was, remember when I was on my juicing kick?
Yeah, sure.
And I was juicing the beets and then I went number two and I.
He goes back in the bathroom in here. He's like, oh, I don't know.
But oh, that's right. It was here.
Yeah, it was here.
It was here.
Is it bad if there's blood?
In between commercial breaks.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was flipping out, man.
But of course it's bad.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Maybe you should go to the doctor.
Ted would have flat out fainted in there if that was him. He can't handle that stuff.
Ted's not good with blood, huh?
No. I would have passed out.
Yeah, you'd have passed out, Ted?
Yeah. He can't even think about going to the doctor without sweating.
Like, really?
Just thinking about stuff like that. Yeah, he gets really weird about it.
Yeah. You don't give blood or anything like that? You don't do any tests?
No, don't.
What about the dentist? You got a problem with the dentist?
For a checkup? I hate the dentist, too.
Really?
I don't like none of them.
No, but you know what he does?
What does he do?
He gets his ears candled.
I do that too.
No, I don't get them candled. They don't get candled.
Oh, how do you get the
they just use a machine. It's like a high power like shop vac.
Yeah.
Right to my ear and he sucks all the wax out.
That's good. You need that.
Yeah.
Everybody needs that done.
Yeah. Definitely.
My daughter candles my ears. She learned to do it from the chiropractor. You get this candle wax stuff, it's a sheet, you roll it into like a cone and you burn part of it and all this
and
stuff comes
the
out of your
part
ear.
In your ear?
Yep. Yep. Chipmunk came out of my ear.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
You all got stuff that comes out. I'm telling you.
You had to see. He showed us pictures.
Yeah.
It was the most horrible. Because he'll wait till he's going deaf.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, when's the last time you went? I feel like we haven't talked about it in a while.
2013.
Ooh. Oh, it's been 2 years. Oh, you got to be due.
So due.
You're due. Yeah. Oh, we should get that and make a Christmas ornament out of it.
Let's pile it up.
You know where he took his wife and kid for dinner last night? Costco.
Really?
Great pizza, Joey. Have you ever had the pizza at Costco?
Are you one of these people who walks around, stops at every station that people are making stuff
on the weekends,
But up front, they have the food.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where pie at Costco for $9.
All right. Ted, stay behind the window over there, please. Jesus.
He's not getting.
Really?
No, we had guys calling us up before. Like they go to eat IKEA.
They got breakfast.
They get like Swedish meatballs, mashed potatoes with some lingonberry sauce.
$2.
$2.
I went to IKEA once my whole life. I got a thing. I couldn't figure out how to put it together. Put it back in a box. Threw it back. That was it. It was my end of my IKEA.
I'm with you, brother.
And now look at you.
Go to Bob's Discount Furniture.
Right. What do they have?
Free ice cream.
Free ice cream?
Free ice cream, yeah.
That's Joey Cola. Here's the...
Ted pretends to look at couches.
Yeah.
It's Ted with the roads.
Sunrise Highway westbound, close.
JP 102.3 WBAB. Comedian Joey Cola in the studio with us.
I want to know who says a porterhouse is for two people. That's what I want to know.
Here's what I don't understand. It's not for two people.
It's for one. It's a half of me.
And before I say this, I love you.
Right.
When I was at the house,
yeah,
there was nothing unhealthy to be found in that house. His wife came home with all fresh stuff from the farmer's market and fruits and vegetables.
Right.
You opened up the refrigerator.
That's what you expect from his wife.
Absolutely. She's very healthy.
He comes in here.
Yeah.
You go completely off the rails.
It's my escape. It's like you're going to do when you just go to Vegas. You get away a little bit.
I got you.
But you know, here's what happened. All right, listen. I don't want to get in trouble for this one, but it's a blowout now. A porterhouse. Who says a porterhouse for two? When you go to a steak restaurant, oh, it's a porterhouse for two. You don't tell me if it's for two. I'll determine whether it's for two, three, five, or how about one. It's for me.
The price is for two, though. That porterhouse for two is $100.
Yeah, exactly. I do a benefit at a club. A lady gives me $150 gift certificate to a steakhouse.
Okay.
Not the one in Islip that we love.
Okay.
There's another one in Nassau County, right? Not going to mention the name. It's a great steakhouse.
Okay.
Right? And everybody knows this place. Anyway, I go there and I said to my wife, we're going to go to dinner and then we're going to go see Savion Glover tap dance at the Tiller Center, which is phenomenal. I saw him twice. You ever see him? You ever see him tap dance?
No.
He's unbelievable. His feet don't even hit the ground. You think a guy's flying in the air. It's the most amazing show I've ever seen of any entertainer anywhere. So anyway, we're going to go to dinner at the steakhouse beforehand, right? Like, what are you going to have? I said, I've been thinking about it. All week I've been telling my wife, I want the porterhouse. I want a porterhouse, right? So we get there. I go, what are you going to have? Well, if you're going to have the porterhouse, we'll just split it. No. I want my own. I God's gifts of it. I did a benefit. It's going to be free. I don't care how much. I want the freaking porterhouse.
My own.
That's all I wanted. I want a steak. I said, well, if I provided, like, you got cars. I paid a mortgage. Kids' college. It's just,
you know what I mean? Steak.
I've done 54 years old.
You want the steak?
Look at my resume.
I got you.
So I've done a lot. I want a steak. So one half is going to be the filet. The other half is going to be the T-bone. You know, so I'm going to go there. So I get there. What are you going to have? Oh, they got a price fix. $50. You get a filet mignon and you get a broccoli and you get. You have that. Then I'm going to order the porterhouse for two for me, just for me. It's $96. We're covered. We got the gift certificate. If you're going to have that, then I'm not going to order this. I'm going to split this with you. No, please, please don't. Just order what you're going to order, please. So, no, let's split it. I said, I got to salvage Savion Glover now because I'm $200 or $300 in tickets to Savion Glover. I can't have an argument now and blow the whole night.
Right.
So I'm going to share my steak. I'm going to give it a guy. I have to lay my gun down for this one. So we split the thing. The steak comes. Sure enough, what is it? It's a bone in the middle. Mm-hmm. There's the rough side,
that's,
you know,
right.
And the filet side. The filet side is two or three pieces. She takes with you, boom, 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 boom. I'm left with grizzle. And then there is, my steak is gone. My steak is, so now I simmer for a week. I don't say a word. And then we're going out to dinner again. I said, listen, just please, you know, next time we go out, you guys say, if it's porterhouse, I don't care if they say $2, $3, $40, it's for me. I want my own.
I gotcha.
Now you wait to tell me. Boom, we were arguing a week later about this. It's been a week, but I let it go for a little bit. It's been simmering in me that I can't get a steak. But I couldn't get a steak. All I've done for people, for being, I want a steak. Leave me alone.
Can you look at the bright side?
What?
You got to see your tap dance show in peace.
I did.
You did have a good night out with your wife, right?
And we will be talking about your newfound affinity for tap dancing.
I love it. I'm telling you, it's the greatest thing. This Savion Glover, he's a genius.
2.3 WBAB. Joey Cola, we'll be right back.
Jesus Christ, dude.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to drill a hole through the floor in my living room, and I'm going to plant the Christmas tree right in the hole every year. That's all I'm going to do, because no one has developed a Christmas tree stand that works. Nobody. There's nobody on the planet. It doesn't work.
I have never had a problem with my Christmas tree.
What kind of Christmas tree stand you got?
I have the one with, it's metal.
Right.
It's got three legs,
right?
You put it together each year?
But it's got spikes. Maybe it does have four legs,
right?
But it's got the spike in the middle, the spikes that stick up in the middle of it. You just drop the tree down on top of it.
Right. You drill a hole in the tree first so it goes right on top of the
spike? No, you just slam it down,
right?
And the spike stick in the bottom of it,
yeah.
And then you come in from
you screw in the sides.
That's the one I had.
No problems.
Yeah, but that one loads up with sap after a while, and you got years and years of sap built up on it.
So what? Go buy a new one.
Where do you get that one?
Home Depot.
No.
Well, my guess is your new favorite place, Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight's probably going to have it. I'll tell you what I did. I went to a place and I got the big, I wanted the best stand you can possibly get. I don't care
how
much.
There's your problem right there.
My porterhouse steak of stands. That's what I want. I want the best. So it's this big. It's like a half a dome, and you put the piece on the tree, and then you take that whole tree and you put that thing in
that's
there.
A pain in the ass.
And then you press a button with your foot, and you adjust the whole thing, and then it locks in, and then it takes 3-4 gallons of water. It's a whole big thing, right?
All right.
So we set up the tree, and my wife and kids are like, let's get a little bit of a bigger one. I got an 11-foot ceiling in my den where the thing is going to be.
Okay.
So, but nobody needs more than a 6-foot tree. Nobody needs that. Mm-hmm. You get a 6-foot tree.
If you got 20-foot ceilings, a 6-foot tree looks like it doesn't do anything.
Put it on a table. Do something like that. Jack it up. It's a pain in the ass. So I get this 9-foot tree. All of us are bringing in this sap flying everywhere. Mm. I got sap stuck to my head, my nuts. Everything sap is everywhere. And then we bring the thing in, hook the thing up, put it on. All the balls are on. All the lights are on. Yeah. Everything's on. Oh, decorate. Oh, look at the tree. Isn't nice. In the middle of the night, the next night, right after 12 minutes, I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning the next day. I didn't hear it at all because when I sleep, I'm out cold. You can just
right.
Pull up a My son shows up in my room, and now when it was five, it was, you know how many little kid shows up in your room and he's like 3 and 5?
Yeah.
And they're looking at you with the wide eyes.
Right.
Scares the hell out of you. Well, let me tell you something. When they're 22, it's even worse because you think someone's robbing your house. So it's pitch black in my room,
yeah.
And I just see this figure. You know what I mean?
He's the
outline of a figure. And it's almost a man's voice now, and he goes, oh, by the way, the whole tree just fell in the living room. I'm going back to bed tonight. I go, what?
He's not even helping you.
No. We get up, and the whole tree is down. There's ornaments in the dining room, everywhere,
horrible.
All over the house. Everything's smashed. Everything's all over the place. And the animals aren't near it. My cats are downstairs. My dogs are not near it. They don't. So what was it? I don't know what the hell happened. The stand crapped out on me. For some reason, the thing bent over. And
the best stand ever?
Best stand ever. $1 million stand. So now, everything's smashed over. And right away, she's taking inventory. What'd we lose? What'd we lose? Oh, baby's first Christmas.
Oh,
smashed. This
sucks.
One smashed. We went to San Francisco, got the crab. It smashed. Everything else is all smashed. So now she starts crying. Oh, my God. Now my daughter's crying because my wife is crying. My son hears the crying. He comes down. What are you doing? I'm doing nothing. I'm trying to salvage this. I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning. You could sleep. He's old. Could sleep till 10. So here I am. The whole thing smashed. So somebody on this planet who can hear my voice, please develop a Christmas tree stand.
You know what you can do?
What?
Just go buy a fake tree.
No, we did that already, and you know what? When you go to set up a fake tree, I get so many cuts on my hands and blisters.
Dude, what is your problem?
Those things in there. You just get a real tree, you cut it.
I've never heard anybody bitch about Christmas trees more than you. I mean,
I'm telling you.
Because the fake ones are no good. The live ones are no good.
You can't do the fake ones.
The tree stand wrecked my Christmas.
I'm telling you. You get a 6-foot tree, you put it on the table. My aunt used to be in the city, used to get little white trees. You know the little white trees?
Yep.
Made of aluminum. You put a couple balls on it. Hey, Merry Christmas. Have fun. That's it. Boom, done.
Just sit it on the radiator. On the radiator cover.
That's it. What did I tell you? We went in the city to see the tree in the city the other day. Oh, my God. We had Mass at St. Patrick's. And
very nice.
Yeah. Can I tell you something? New York during the Christmas time is beautiful.
Absolutely.
But 10 minutes in, you want to kill all humanity.
Right.
You want to kill everybody.
All right.
Because
right.
they're not. And the Mass is going on.
You're out of Mass, not 2 minutes. You want to kill somebody.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Because especially in St. Patrick's, really beautiful and everything. There's the Stations of the Cross are there. And then we actually stumbled on to a Mass.
Yeah.
And we sat the Mass. And we're going to receive communion. But the tourists, they don't give a crap. They come in and they're taking pictures of the host. Mm.
And then
no matter where you go, you still got this guy. Buddy Christ. We have like, really? St. Patrick's. Can I just get a guy that speaks it? Can I just get somebody that I can understand?
St. Sinbad.
Yeah, I know.
I guess it wasn't the big Mass.
It wasn't. Well, no, it wasn't the big Mass. It wasn't.
Yeah.
For them, they bring in the Irish guys.
Yeah.
That's what they got to do. But I stumbled onto. Buddy, I'm your buddy. Just give me the host. My hand. No, I don't want to drink out of the wine that you and 4,000 other people drank out of. No, thanks. You wipe it with a cloth, it makes it sterile.
That doesn't make it better.
No, not at all. There's not enough Febreze in the world to fix that wine decant, that wine cup.
It's Joey Colo hanging with us this morning. Let's get to Ted and the roads.
Sunrise Highway westbound closed between the William Floyd Parkway, exit 58, and Horace Block Road, exit 57. That's an accident investigation.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 7:55. Comedian Joey Colo hanging out with us this morning.
I can't even buy a watch. I just went yesterday trying to buy a watch at Roosevelt Field, and I got in all kinds of trouble over here. I would have ran right to that guy and said, put one right here in the middle of my forehead, please. I said, yes, I would. I'm telling you. I would have said, here's the money to buy the watch. Just blow my brains out. That's what I would have said. It's crazy.
When you're dark, you're really dark. You know that?
And you're full of it. You're a liar because nobody enjoys life more than you do.
Listen, life's too good, to
die.
Right now.
I'm not afraid to die, but I don't like pain. So that's the thing. There's no middle ground. I either want to be dead in a second.
You don't
want
to be wounded.
Or I don't want to be wounded. You don't want any pain at all. But it was funny to see on the news station. You see it here in Roosevelt Field Mall. You know what I mean? Like, out east on Long Island would have been different. Different parts of the country would have been different. But they're in Roosevelt Field.
Yeah.
There's a million Jews in the... Did you see what happened? I'm trying to buy a Michael Kors bag. And, man, everybody's running. I don't run. Where am I going to run? I got heels on. How am I going to run with my heels?
Could you imagine the rest of the country looking at us?
I can't believe it. I got a Haagen-Dazs in my left hand and a Cinnabon in my right, and I had to drop it. You believe it? Are they going to pay me back? Who cares? I don't know. I'm trying to get a grilled cheese from the new food court. There's a new food court over there.
It's like they all have my aunts. My Aunt Teresa had that accent.
Joseph, it's going to be nice out. Why don't you open your windows? Your windows.
My what?
Your windows. Windows.
That's why I like in October when all the people from Nassau County go out east to go pumpkin picking. We are going pumpkin picking. Yo, Joanne, get in the Escalade. We are going freaking pumpkin picking. I want to get big pumpkins, little pumpkins, tomatoes, apple pie, blueberries, apple cider. I want to go in the corn maze. And then there's the wife, Joanne.
Anthony, I want to go pumpkin picking. Anthony. I want to get corn stalks in the front door. Anthony, we'll get corn stalks in the front door and then we'll go to the pork store. We'll go to the pork store after we get the corn stalks. Anthony, it's cold. Can I wear my fur? I want to wear my fur.
Your what?
Your fur. I want to wear my fur.
My daughter's even got the accent.
Can we get a dog, Daddy? I want to get a dog. They get a dog. Why can we get a dog? I want to get a dog.
A what?
A dog.
Pass the pie.
Oh, Jesus.
Long Island in a nutshell right there.
There you go.
Pretty good, Joey Cole. Oh,
having such a pisser.
It's 7:58. Here is Ted with the Roads.
Ted with the Roads. Sunrise Highway westbound remains closed between exit 58 for William Floyd Parkway and exit 57 Horse Block Road.
This with Joey Colo hanging in the studio with us this morning. It's 8:07.
I got one more day. I still got to start shopping yet.
Dude, I think I'm going to...
What are you going to do?
Put my kid on the... My son. I got to lay it down.
Really?
Dude, he keeps getting in trouble. I've been telling him.
How old is he?
You know, we have that...
Seven?
That Nick Knock. We got that friggin' elf on the shelf thing.
Yeah.
And the rules of that is Nick Knock reports back to Santa.
Right.
Right? My kid.
Oh, you call it the elf on the shelf is called Nick Knock?
That's what their name is for it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody has
a
name.
I never knew that.
I wasn't involved.
That's his name.
All right. Nick Knock. That's cute. Right. All right.
But for the last, my son, since the beginning of the school year, has been getting in trouble. Now, do I think he's my kid, so I know him being a class clown is possible. Do I think it's to the extreme as it's being made out to be? Probably not. I mean, he's not getting thrown out of school. He did come close to having to have lunch with the principal once.
Right.
But for the last 2 weeks, he gets like a progress report home every day. And in the AM and the PM is behavior. So it's like a smiley face, a straight face, or a frowny face. So for the last, like, 3-4 times he's come home, it's a straight face and a frowny face. Sometimes the frowny face in the morning, sometimes the frowny face in the afternoon, right. But there's no smiles happening. I'm like, dude, you got to understand, Nick Knock's watching. He's going back to Santa.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up Christmas morning. I go, don't come crying to me. You're going to wake up Christmas morning. Your sister's going to be opening her presents.
Right.
And you're going to go, ungots. There's not going to be nothing under the chair for you.
Well, you got to steer him in the right direction.
I'm trying to. Like, dude, all you have to do is be cool.
What gets the smiley face or the frowny face? That's what I want to know. Because right now, what you're telling me, he's got the goods to become a good comedian at this point.
You know who said the exact same thing?
Who?
Don Herrera.
Yeah.
Don Marrero's
that's
in
what
here.
We were. Don, I mean, he was like yes, that. I was like
right.
that.
All of us were. Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And I get that. But right now, I need him to be cool. He's right. got the grades. His yeah. grades are great. But I need him to be cool. I need to prove a point now.
Yeah, we also got to find now out why he's got a frowny face. Like, why is
because
that?
Because he's running around trying to make everybody laugh. He's interrupting right. teachers while they're doing their lessons right, and the right. whole deal. He's going for the jokes. Trust me, I get it.
Yeah.
Roger will tell you. I've told him time and time again. Recess, maybe gym,
right.
maybe the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Go nuts.
Yeah.
But once you're in the classroom with your teachers, shut up.
But what are you going to do now? How are you going to reprimand this?
I think he's going to wake up Christmas morning to nothing.
No, I don't think so.
Or at least nothing from Santa.
Or.
Put it on that guy.
It's been all this school year. How come he's not catching on? I don't get it.
Because he's me.
There's nothing you've done that has stopped him, though. But, like, why is he not stopping? Maybe you're not being.
Because he's getting
maybe
less.
You're not being serious
you're
enough
saying it's in his DNA, but it might not be in his DNA. It might be something a little setting him off. He wants a little attention. Maybe he likes a girl in the class. He wants to impress
the
girl.
He heard me say one time that, because we were talking about when Carlos Mencia was in the studio, and Carl said he's probably bored. Now, the kid gets really great grades. Hey, I haven't seen anything under a 93 yet. Come home.
That's a home run.
I understand that. So Carlos even said, he's like, well, what do you want? I said, yeah. Of course I want the grades.
Yeah.
But I want both. And I get it. And, Rog, you know what? We take everything. We take things away all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
But he's not responding to any of those things.
No, but maybe he's having a bad year.
Waking up in the morning when your sister's opening up presents and you're not, I think that's a...
I don't know, because that'll be traumatic for the rest of his life. Maybe he's just having a bad year. We can't all be happy faces all the time. He's got to have 1 year of frowny faces. I had 1 year where they sent the thing home with me with a knife in my hand. You have a bad year every once in a while. Look at Carlos Beltran.
Carlos Beltran. You're not helping me here, Tom. You're not helping
Carlos
me
Beltran
here.
Had a few good years and then
Joey.
Joey. Crapped the bed.
Can you focus with me here?
I'm trying to bring an analogy to this somehow.
See, because Roger's daughters were angels.
Right.
No problems. Right. Great grades, no issues, right. no behavior problems. My daughter, great grades.
Yeah.
You know, no behavior problems. Right. My son's a different ballgame. He's got great grades, but he's a wise ass.
Who knows? Maybe he's going to be a member of Congress.
And to me, like, he got in trouble yesterday. It said he was disruptive and using inappropriate language. I go, dude, what did you say?
Yeah.
He goes, suck. I go, with an S or with an F? He goes, with an S. I said, how did you say it? He goes, we were playing something, and he goes, I suck at this. And I'm like,
Yeah, so it's time to meet the teacher.
We met the teacher.
And what'd she say?
This stuff.
Okay.
But to me, is suck really inappropriate
it's
language?
It's not that bad.
That's
you know what I mean?
Because
then, let me tell you something. You don't give him any gifts for Christmas, you're going to hear the word suck a lot more on Christmas morning.
You suck.
He sucks. Santa sucks. Everybody sucks.
And you got to remember, I'm married to a teacher.
Right.
But you know what? When you're a teacher, when you sign up for 8 months a year for $100,000,
right.
I don't really feel all that bad when you got one kid that's a pain in the ass. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but it's not about them. It's about your kid. You know what I mean? I would not pull the gifts back. I mean,
so what do I do?
Just keep going as you're going. Keep reprimand. Tell them it's wrong. How long did you give him, though?
Been 4 months, right? This school
4 year. 4 months is not a long time.
It's been just since Jump Street, bro.
Yeah. So since September you're talking about?
Yeah.
The 4 months is nothing in the whole scheme of things. Dude, he's 7. Where do you see when they're 24? If the only thing you got is a couple frowny faces, you're going to be happy. Believe me. Yeah. And he's got 93 grades? He's got 93 average?
But I feel like Raj is judging my parenting, to be quite honest with you.
Really? Are you, Raj?
No, why would you think that?
Yeah, there's no one you can't judge your parenting. I'm judging.
You're trying everything. It's not working. The question is, why isn't it working?
I'm judging Roger's parenting.
Right. So why isn't it working?
I don't know.
He has
about
no respect
it.
For you.
I don't know if his kids are.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. Same thing as
none
I
none of them have respect for any of us.
That is
point.
True. It's 8:12.
It is. Jesus, time's passing by.
Talk for the roads. Here's Ted.
In Shirley, we continue to deal with this closure accident investigation. Sunrise Highway westbound between William Floyd Parkway, exit 58, and Horse Block Road, exit
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. It's 8:23. Comedian Joey Cola.
Can't wait for tomorrow.
Morning.
It's going to 97 degrees tomorrow.
No,
we're going
not.
To Jones. Yeah, I've got my boogie board ready and everything. I got sunblock. I got a 94 sunblock.
Are we going to go fishing again soon? Are we actually going to fish this time?
No more bass. We can't
there's
do bass now.
That's right.
So in the spring we'll go. That's all. We're going to spring. My brother was out there the other day.
That
man.
Was the best fishing trip I ever had. We ended up at Smashburger.
We didn't put a line in the water.
No.
We kept driving from beach to beach going, nothing here. Low tide. Were you hungry?
You went fishing, you caught some beef. Never heard of it.
We go to Smashburger.
Dude, you know what? I got to be honest with you. Eating with Joey is...
It's a religious experience.
You know what, though? There is a genuine joy comes across his face. Like when he came in and he opened up that pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
There's a joy that comes across this man's face.
I watched him eating it, and he was holding the plate like right under his mouth, and his eyes were closing as he was eating it, almost like a sex face. And he's eating the pumpkin pie
exactly
before. I'm like, wow, he's really into the crumbs of
my tongue and my genitals. The only thing's giving me pleasure now. So
if we're
not working on one, let's work on the other.
We go into Smashburger. We're at the Smashburger in Wanto, whatever it is, and he's like Ted's.
Yeah, he's surprised you didn't see Ted there.
He's a celebrity. Some people are trying to buy him burgers, and he's like. He's got me. He's dragging my a bag of bricks around. He's dragging me around. And he gets his bread. He knows he's like, I need a double burger, two burgers. I need two. Like he's explaining it to the girl behind the counter.
Exactly right. Like this. Boom, boom, boom.
Describe.
I want a shake. What kind of ice cream you got in there? Chocolate. Good. Put this in there. I got a Häagen-Dazs. Boom. Mix that thing up. They make chocolate Häagen-Dazs.
He gets up to the counter and he goes to the girl behind the counter. He goes, okay. I want a double burger, two patties.
Yeah.
It's got to have two patties, cheese on both, on both, and like
no bread in the middle. It's got to be the patty on top of the patty. The only thing separates is the cheese.
The only thing he didn't do was push people out of the way and do it himself.
That's right. It's the greatest thing, man. It's the greatest thing. The fries were good. We sat there and it was dripping all over the place. We had milkshakes. What's better than that? Man. There was a moment we had.
We did have a moment.
Yeah, we had a great moment. It was great.
You got a Häagen-Dazs chocolate shake.
Häagen-Dazs chocolate
directly
shake with the burger.
Made the way you want it.
Yeah. That's what I'm down to. At 54 years old, I don't want any more fluff, okay? I need to get right to the point. Boom. I want things the way I want them now. Mm-hmm. I sacrificed my whole life for everybody else. You know what? Now I need a little bit of me time. That's it. And when I go on a porterhouse steak, I want a porterhouse steak. I don't care. Right. 2, 3, 4, 5 people. It says it serves 5. No. I tell you how much it serves. Because if I get 2 bites out of it, guess what? It served 1. That's what happened.
So whether it's the steak or the burgers
steak,
or your pumpkin
burger,
pie, you're getting
How great is it in this day and age when you know, because you got to leave time and space and money in the world now for people to screw up. Anything you do, first of all, everything takes an hour. You're going to 7-Eleven, it's an hour. You're going to the cleaners, it's an hour. 2 blocks from your house or in the city, it's an hour. It's going to be more than an hour because You got to make time for the idiots. That's what you got to do. Everybody's a moron, and they're going to slow down your life or screw up your order, or you're going to get something that's broken. You know what I mean? You got to allow for that now. But how great is it when you imagine something for it to actually happen exactly the way you managed it?
Rare.
You know what that is? It's a once in a thousand now. Nobody's going to give you, I got a hole in my thing. Take it to the cleaners. You're going to sew it up. Could you sew it up? Yeah, it'll be $30 to sew it up. Guess what? They didn't sew it up. I gave you the $30 to sew the thing up. How come
exactly
you didn't sew it up? Now you guys got mad. Now I'm getting mad now.
Don't get mad.
I was just in a happy mood. We were just talking about food. Let's get back to blueberry pie. blueberry pies from out east. You ever go out east to get
the $30 pies?
Yeah, the East End guy was just on there. Tell that guy to bring us some pies from the East End. something about everything being made on the East End of Long Island is always like better. Where'd you get it? I went out east. What is it? It's a piece of bread. A big deal. It's goat cheese. Who cares? We're from the real goats. These are potatoes from the East End. Well, yeah, these are from Idaho, and I got them at Stoprite.
Joey Cola.
I'm getting tired now.
It's 8:20. Well, you ate enough pie and fruit.
I know. I need a nap.
Dipped in caramel.
How great is a nap? Isn't a nap great?
A nap is glorious.
Don't you love naps? Do you cover your back when you get a little cloth you put on?
Especially when you have
what
that kind of your own personal time before the nap. That's
that's the best nap.
That's the best nap.
I do it in the shed. My wife thinks I'm building a birdhouse. 3 years, I got 2 sides of a birdhouse built. I got the side with the hole in it. It's a hummingbird.
You're just dead with the roads.
Sunrise Highway, westbound.
What's a C9?
C9 is the big old-fashioned
Christmas bulb. Yeah.
Christmas bulb.
The ones that, when they fall, you pop?
Pop them. Throw them. We have wars in my house. These are dead. Bang, bang, bang. We're throwing them all over the place. We have battles with it. But that's what I do, the old-fashioned C9s. Anything that said hard plastic. By the way, if you got, do you put those things that blow up on the front lawn?
We have one.
You have one. Why do you have one?
I don't know.
It's just, I came
home and, Joe, no. I came home and it was there. My house has got nothing done because we're leaving. We're flying out Christmas morning.
Yeah. There's no reason to do it then.
Right.
But I hate when those things aren't blown up. It looks like there's people got their laundry all over the front lawn.
That's
it
true.
It looks stupid. The people, they just washed their sheets and they just threw it all
Am
over
I
the
crazy
place.
Or do you, That's true. Or do you feel like this year there's less houses done for the holidays?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like
weird. I feel like I've noticed that too.
Yeah.
I feel like less houses with nothing on it. Right?
No, more houses with nothing on it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
More houses with nothing on it.
Right.
Yeah. And then, like, I know my house, I put fewer lights up this year. My daughter's gotten older. We don't need all the craziness.
You don't need any.
But I feel like I'm seeing, you know, houses with less as well.
Yeah.
Like, everything seems toned down a little bit. I don't know if it's money,
spirit, because it used to be when you went to our house and there were no lights up. Those are the Jews. That's where the Jews live.
Or a menorah, you'd see.
Blue lights.
But now now I feel like there's more.
Seems like it. But then there's still plenty of great houses that are totally lit. They're doing it right, you know?
There is a house in, I think it's either Oakdale or Bohemia. I think it's still Oakdale. Behind Sunrise Highway, they do one of those where everything is set to music, so you turn the radio to like 90.1 or whatever the hell it is. And they do an amazing job. We go there multiple times every year. They'll set it to Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, that's cool.
They'll have really cool like music that set it to. Yeah. And
I like to go see it. I would never do it.
No.
I would never be that house.
Like, where's that time coming from?
What am I doing wrong?
What am I doing wrong where that guy can have that beautiful home?
Yeah.
And have the time
You got to delve into the situation. Whenever you talk to the guy, wow, this is a great job. How'd you do? Oh, we did this, we did that. We put it together. Some friends of mine helped me out. What do you do for a living? I own an electrical contracting company. You know what I mean? What do you do? I own 4 trucking companies. You know what I mean? There's always guys. It's always big Italian guys that own a business.
And you know what I thought was big for a little while? I don't think I think like 3 or 4 years. The landscaping companies got into the racket.
Oh,
they would put it in your mailbox, and you can order all the lights, and they'll come in.
Still going.
You buy everything from them. Obviously, it's marked up.
Yeah.
They put all the lights up, and then they come in and they take it down. And that first year is expensive, but after that, and they store all the stuff.
Wow.
And then but I kind of feel like that's already gone. I don't know if it's still...
No, it's definitely still going on.
Is it?
I haven't seen it.
And there's ones where you don't even have to buy them, but you just pay every year to have them put up.
You never
end up storing them. You never end up doing anything with them. They do them for you.
I got a friend of mine that did it. He's got a big house. That first year cost him a few grand. But the next
year...
But the next year cost him a couple hundred. So it was like he bought all the stuff that's like custom for his house.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And then they come back and put it up. But then it's been a couple. He did it the first year and then he did it the second year. He was like,
But now he paid for those lights. Those are his lights. Did he get the lights back?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What kind of lights are they? Not those little twinkling ones. One goes out, they all go out.
It's always perfect. Everything's perfect. Everything's along the roof line perfect.
Right.
To the top, you know, where you can't get, you don't have a ladder to reach. They put them everywhere. You know, they do a good job, but it costs you some money.
Yeah, of course.
Could you imagine being the Guatemalan guy
that's got to go up there and do that? You know, he's coming from this poor country. He's got nothing at all.
Right.
Here I am. I'm on the ladder now trying to donate for these freaking people thousands of dollars for their light bulb. Trying to feed 9 kids. He's up on a ladder 40 feet in the air. I feel bad for those guys. 40 feet in the air.
Hey, B.A.B., what's up, man?
Hey, what if the talk that they're doing right now? What about the new thing for the Christmas lights where you just take and put that one thing on the front lawn and it shines on your whole house?
There's one in my neighborhood that has it. I don't think
it's little spots all over the house.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Yeah,
things.
It looks like the house has Christmas measles.
Yeah, you go.
You know.
I know. What a cheap way to go and do something like that.
Yeah, everybody's getting lazy. Nobody wants to craft anymore.
Nobody's got time, dude. Thanks
for
the call. Nobody's got the time to really do it.
Everybody's trying to run faster just to make ends meet. That's what it is.
That's what I said. Like, we're supposed to... Oh, please.
That is so true.
Craziness. That's why this C9 bulbs are the best.
Yeah.
Right, Ted's a fan of the C9.
I'm a big C9.
And
C9,
those
babies.
New lazy lights, those ones the guy just called about, right. The FAA is trying to get them regulated because of the laser.
They have a laser feel to them.
Right,
yeah.
And they're interfering. They can interfere with the
plane. Are there 747s going across people's front yards?
That's what they're concerned about. The FAA Fly wants really to get involved with them. Yeah.
I just got 6 drones over my house shining lights down on my house.
It's 8:42. Let's check out the roads. Here's Ted.
In Shirley, we continue to deal with the closure. Sunrise Highway westbound between the William Floyd Parkway exit 58 and Horse Block Road exit 57. Everything is shut down there. Fatal head-on collision from earlier this morning. William Floyd Parkway northbound at Sunrise Highway also dealing with an accident there. Lots of fog out there this morning. Be careful. That's a look at
the BAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 8:50. Comedian Joey Cole has been hanging out with us all morning.
How great is that version of Come Together?
Real good.
Smith.
Yeah, it's one of the better.
It's great.
And Joey was just telling us that he has stalkers.
I got stalkers.
Around the country.
Guys or women?
Both.
From doing stand-up comedy.
All over the place. I got stalkers in New Jersey.
But are they stalkers who are
friendly
scary, going to kill you, stalkers?
No, or? They're not going to kill me. They always bring me, for some reason, they bring me food, and they want me to eat food with them.
Mm.
And the scariest one was this guy, Bob Stone. He's like, he says he wrote Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves with Cher. He lives in Michigan. It's really? The reason why I don't go to the whole state of Michigan, because everywhere I go, no matter where in the state, this guy shows up. And the last I was there, he showed up. First, he wanted to give me his wife. He goes, oh, you can have, see my wife? You can have my wife.
Ooh.
And his wife looks like an Eskimo. What type of, she's like a Mayan Eskimo. She look,
Mayan Eskimo.
Yeah, like that. It was just
those Eskimos from South America.
I don't want your wife. I'm good on wives, all right? And then he
have some whale jerky, Joey.
There you go. Like that. Like that type of thing. And then he lives in some compound or whatever. He wants me to sleep at his house. Why stay at a hotel? Come to my compound.
Oh,
first of all, if you call your house a compound, I'm out. I'm out right away, right? Only compound I ever heard is stuff you use on cars to fix a dent. That's it. So anyway, the guy shows up at this club, and every night, every show I'm there, he's got a table of 5-10 people right in front, this and that. And he wants to hang out with me. So I said, dude, that's it. You come, you see the show, that's it. There's nothing else going to go. Anyway, he winds up. My friend Hector was my opening act. He was in Cleveland. We stayed at the hotel together, and then he was going to drive back from Michigan to Cleveland, and I got on a flight. He's going to drop me off the airport. We get up at, like, the flight's at, like, 7. We get up at, like, 5 to get to the airport. I go to the front desk to check out, and the kid goes, are you Joey Cola, the comedian? He's, yeah. He goes, I got something for you. From under the desk, he pulls out 4 pounds of raw deer meat in a wrapped in plastic and wrapped in aluminum foil. And he throws the slab on top of the table there, and he goes, there's a note. Here's a note. I read the note. It's from this guy, and he says, someday we'll be able to eat this raw together on my property. So
what?
There's love in his eyes.
And then he kept on. He went on to say that we have to go through a ritual where we eat this raw together and blah, blah, blah.
Brothers mm-hmm.
That's
blood
it. Boom, I knock off. There's 49 other states. That's it. I won't go to Michigan anymore. This guy wants me to eat raw deer meat with him.
That's weird.
So, that's it. So
I know
if he cooked it up
like
and
that.
Made it Parmesan, maybe.
And you know something, too? I feel like social media has brought everybody. Like, there used to be distance between the performer and the audience. You know what I'm saying? They used to be able to go backstage and do all that. And now with social media, everybody thinks they know you, and everybody thinks they're your best friend, and they want to be a part of it. Like, what do you mean? And then when you try to put that distance there, they get offended.
Sometimes you need a little bit of distance. You know what I mean? Like,
I think a little bit.
Not that I'm famous to that point. Believe me, I could use a couple stalkers. That's why I'm not famous. Matter of fact, I got a want to be Joey's stalker list, as a matter of fact. But I don't want to eat raw deer meat with you.
No,
you know
that's weird. That's like movie stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I love sushi, but you know what I mean? Let's keep it to that.
Raw venison.
Hey, I know you've done stuff with Seinfeld before. How do you get yourself on that Cause Coffee thing?
I don't know. When you find out, let me know. Seinfeld handpicks it. He just did it with the president.
Yeah, I saw the headline.
I think I'm way back on the line.
I think so, too, now.
Yeah.
You're running after the car.
But there are, I mean, because he's had, I've watched it. I think it's very good.
Yeah.
I think it's the perfect amount of time. It's like some of them are 11 minutes, some of them are like 17 minutes. I think it's really, really, I think it's fun.
Yeah.
But he's had comics on there. I don't know who the hell they are. You know?
Oh, really?
Absolutely. He had one chick that was the most annoying woman I've ever encountered in my entire life, and I'm on there. I'm like, why should like?
What was her name?
I don't even remember, man.
I don't know. I don't know Simon. I met him a few times. I got to work with him on a marriage rep a few times, but I don't know. I'm not on his radar.
Oh, okay.
You know, I gotta have a warm up guy. Jeez, I gotta have a guy who warms up TV shows and does stand up on Long Island. What am I getting?
Well, doing stuff like that's probably not making you too endearing.
Yeah, it's probably the worst thing I could have done ever. So, Jerry, if you could hear me, I got a car. I got to use one of my cars. Drive you, Jerry.
And you know where to get coffee. You're almost there.
I know where to get coffee. Now I'm gonna get crumb cake coffee from 7-Eleven.
I told you. I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Game changer.
There you go.
I thought Obama.
The music is coming in behind us. I want to thank the Academy. I want to thank my mother-in-law. Who's got the ability to shut the music off there? Harrison Ford does. Meryl Streep does. Who's
right,
got
Jack
the ability?
Nicholson. Jack they'll Nichol- turn it off Who's for those got guys.
The reason they ever did the music in the first place was Stevie Wonder or the Grammys. That's where that whole thing came from. And then all of a sudden, all the other award shows saw that worked. And they're like, okay, we're going to do it if everybody gets happy.
Hey, Joey, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me,
really
boys.
Nice to hang with
I
you
appreciate
leading
it.
Into Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Same you to you, too. Buddy.
And enjoy
nice
the
Christmas
holidays.
With your family.
Right. And remember, class clown ran across the football field naked. The class comedian is the one who talked him into doing it.
Words of wisdom from Joey Cole.
Never eat raw venison from somebody you don't know. Jesus Christ.
This is what we learned.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I'll see you on the LIE.
Time for the roads. Here's Ted.
Time for the roads.
In Shirley, Sunrise Highway westbound, we remain closed between the William Floyd Parkway exit 58 and Horse Block Road exit 57. Accident investigation.